Simin Kuf Peites Sif Yudalid through Tezayim Bezer Hashem. Mechaber says in Yudalid, Hoyis v'gila lirasim mesrim v'yesh lo b'zev es kavua v'shin tzniyim shloishim zev es asurim u'kshiyagiyayim chof l'riyas shloishim asurim mishum v'estarishim im lo yitir aboich v'shin tzniyim lamin. A woman has a vest kavua for 20 and switches to 30. She has to be chayish for 20, and she doesn't see a 20, she has to be chayish for 30. Shinsa pamayim yirim lamed, zevez elsurim. Shinsa gimel pom yirim lamed, hutu yirim chof, finesse yirim lamed. And la'achar, shinsa pamayim yirim lamed, rosli yisei chof, chozer vest shal chof, lamekoyim yuhutu shloishim. This is the din, which is at the end of the parak, samach dalad, omid aleph, omid beis, that according to Rashi and the Tezer Rosh and the Ravid, there's a chiddush that was in the Chadash in the Gemara, that it's shaykh for a woman who does not have a vest kavua to be choizer to her vest kavua with one re'il. How is that? She had a vest kavua and she was oikir by not seeing on that day three times. Nevertheless, even though she was oikir the vest kavua that she does not have to be choishish for that yom anymore, nevertheless, if she sees one more time on that day or one more aflaga of that amount of time, she's choizer to her vest kavua with one re'il. Here, the Mechaber Nidala talks about it in Ageas 2 haflagas. Tezvav is also the same halachot haflogas, it's just a different din that she didn't see on a different day. She saw on different days, or she was oikar and gansan, she didn't see bechlal. And tezayin is the same halacha, just b'yayim ha-chodesh. Be'etzem yudal, tezvav, and tezayin are all the same yisoid of chozer vestal mekayimo, that a woman that was oikar vest could be chozer vestal mekayimo. Now, although we maybe take this as the davar pashut, however, it's a machlokes rishonim. Like the Taz points out, it's really telling the Girsas in the Gemara, and the way that the Taz comes out Lamaisa is that L'chur, the Ramban had the Girsa of the Rajba, and it's clear L'chol Pachas, it shouldn't say it's clear in the Rajba, because the Rajba Knir, there's a Toy Surfer there. But in other Rishonim, it seems clear that they had a different Girsa, and according to the Girsa that these Rishonim had, there's no riot of the Etzim Yisayid B'chlal. The Hainu that they, Rashi, and the Tezer Rosh L'churo, they seem to understand that the sugi is the Rosh seem to understand that the sugi is talking about a woman that has a vest l'yom ha-chodesh, and she sees the first month on 20, second month on 20, third month on 20. She's kaveh on chaf, she's kaveh for chaf. The fourth month she sees on lamed, fifth month she sees on lamed, sixth month she doesn't see not on chaf and not on lamed. The seventh month she sees on chaf. Kumtais, there's already 3 months in a row that she didn't see on chaf. She saw instead on lamed, and didn't see at all. Even though she didn't see three times on Chaf, nevertheless, when she sees in the seventh month on Chaf, she's chayzer to her vest kavua. However, if you learn that the sugya is not talking about vest yom ha-chodesh, u'befrat the Ramban that learns has to learn that it's not talking about yom ha-chodesh. In Chedushim, he holds that there is no such thing as vest yom ha-chodesh. It has to be that we're talking about a flavis. Kumtais that the gears of the Gemara has to be l'chura that she saw after 20 days, and then after 20 days, and then after 20 days, then after 30 days, and after 30 days, and then she saw after 20 days from that second 30. Because you can't have another chaf after that lamed unless it's immediately after the lamed, or else it's not 20. If she sees 40 days later, then that's 40, it's not 20. She sees, it must be, unless she sees two re'ias, which that's not the mashmaris of the Gemara, that she saw two re'ias. The mashmaris, she saw lamed, then she saw a chaf. So they have the gear, so rasa chof, rasa chof, rasa chof, rasa lamed, and rasa chof. The mashmois is that she didn't pass by chof 3 times without seeing. She passed by chof only 2 times without seeing. Lamed, lamed. That's the algamena din that we know, that until a woman is keveh, another passes by 3 times, she's not oikar the vest. She wasn't oikar the vest. She only saw 2 times, not on yom chof. Mila, when she sees on yom chof, she trades it to her vest. The chiddush is that even though she didn't get up to Lamed, she saw the next time on Chaf, and she didn't get up to Lamed, which she should theoretically be chayshish for, since she kicks back to her, she reverts back to her vest of Chaf, Mamela, she does not have to, no longer have to be chayshish for Lamed. That's according to the Girsa of the Ran, and the Rajba, and the Ramban, according to the Taz. However, Lalach Lamaisa, for some reason, like the Taz is Ma'urr, the Beis Yosef was not Ma'urr this, it happens to be that the lashon of the tour seems to be the Ramban, and the Ramban is going in a flogas bechlal. It's a little bit interesting that the mechaber is not ma'ir this, like the Taz is ma'ir. However, la alach l'mayis, we go kipshutay to the pasha of the Shulchan Aruch that there is this din of chazer vessel mekayimah. However, the Ba'al Shulchan points out, he says, if you look at the lechem v'simla points out from kama v'kama rishenim that they don't hold it as din bechlal, And Mamela, he's chaylik on the whole din. He says the taka tzarachin that to go like this din. But the Shulchan says zikr, we go like the pasha of the Shulchan Aruch. However, anytime they have other tzadim to be mekel, then the chayr will be mekel, and we'll come back to this beis Hashem behemshech. So we do hold this din of chazir vessel and mekayma. However, there will be certain scenarios that will be able to be mekel. What's that? It's a chumrah in the fact that it goes not like the lechem asimla, and a kula in the fact that the Shulchan Aruch does not make any chilikim. As mashma that in every case we say chazir vessel and mekayma. Now, until when do we say chazir vessel and mekayma? A woman, she sees once, Baruch Hashem, her first things were still going smooth during Shana Rishena, and she was able to get a vest kavua. Tezvav, Tezvav, Tezvav l'chodesh. After that, she hasn't been able to see on Tezvav. A year goes by, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years go by, and she doesn't see on Tezvav. Then bang, the cover of her 10th anniversary, Tezvav. She sees on Tezvav again l'chodesh. Does she have to be chodesh now? Do we say that it was chazir vessel l'chodesh? Or not? Says the Chassam Sefer, very good. Says the Chassam Sefer, yeah. He names her on Kedavar Pashat. He has in Tshuva, Yoredei Yaakov Samach Vav. He says, Afilu rak pam achas nizman rochik me'oid lifnei tes vav shonim. 15 years beforehand. Kova vets yem chavches gimel pamim, achar kach akur begimel riyas mishun izem izev adayin li kova vets dachem mkaymoy, ken kim shiros ha pam achas b'chavches, choz vets mkaymoy, vetzarech hachir yom vav mechadosh, kivur b'shulchan aruch, vizeh poshut. Vizeh poshut. Says the Chassam Sefer, it's a davar pashut. That's a lot. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't give any akbalas. If you haven't been kaveh another vest, then you have to be chayshish. Kumtayt, any time that a woman is kaveh a vest kavua, then she has to keep her cheshbonis for the rest of her life. No throwing out your papers. The little issue with this is that some people, a person gave me a list of his vestes about a week ago. Some people don't even know that they were kaveh a vest kavua, so he got it, didn't throw his out, but I could very well see people being throwing them out. I found about 4 or 5, I think. Ones that we passed like only about 2 or 3, but there's numerous ones. I'm just gonna start with the first one because I want to see what the Erlam has to say about this one. First one that I'm able to see, the other ones I couldn't see the date. Gimel Kislev saw during the day, Erev Shabbos, that was a flog of 63. Chof Aleph Tevis during the day, that was on Wednesday, a flog of 49. Chav of Shvat, during the day, Wednesday, 35. Totally random. Goes down by 14. This is Haflogal and Mafreya, Bizilud, going down 14 Shavah. According to Rav Yukaveyavet. That was the first three. So now, okay, Seder, this obviously can't continue forever, right? It can't continue more than tops 2 months. Right? So maybe we were, Zichar, everybody must have been crazy or placey in such a case that it can't continue, and therefore we're not going to be chayshul chatzchino. But the shaila is really: is this a firzach? Do you have to, once a woman's kaveh vest, she has to be chayshish for the rest of her life till she's stops seeing, till she becomes a misolek is gone. So the truth is, the way that we, what's the lumdis? Why do we say chazir vessel mekayma? So Rav Aaron in Tshuva, Mishnah Rav Aaron, Chav Beis Gimel, he says that the lumdis is roiv noshim yesh lein vestois. So the dainin and the erech b'zman ibo mashpei rosa b'yisa yoyim gimel pamim mikra bal mahisa. When a woman has a vest kavua for tezvav, the standard woman has, it's not like shvarim. A woman has, the derech is that a woman has a vest kavua. Mimela, when a woman sees tezvav, we presume that's her erech b'zman ibo. What happened next month? She didn't see on tezvav mikro. Next month mikro. Next month mikro. But now that she goes back tezvav, she goes back. She reverts back. How she should have been the entire time. The question is, can you say mikra on 15 years of riyas? The 3 times that she saw in a row, that's the normal. Then she went 15 years times 12. She was going, I don't know how many times, what is that, 180? 180 times she went, and she didn't see on Tezvav. And then she hits Tezvav. So we say that there's 180 times that were mikra, and 1 time that was back to her Teva. The current svar, it's very hard to understand that we should say that, and we should be choshish for it. So maybe in a chanami, maybe this manena. The question is, Chassam Sefer was talking about this. Chassam Sefer didn't have MSGs, and he didn't fly to Eretz Yisrael. He's the one that says the chilek. Yeah, the question is, was that the metzias bismanoi? Since there is the possibility for it, the question is, what was the metzias? Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says Rav Nashim have a veskavua. The question is, somebody that taka doesn't have a veskavua for 15 years, to say that should be choizer. So the truth is that I saw B'Shem, brought down B'Shem Ramosha, not from the Igros Ramosha, brought down B'Shem Ramosha, that he says only Teich Shana. You only go back, you only revert back within a year. The truth is that it's Kemat Lehedi and the Ramban, not that way, unless we're Mazche, which we will be Mazche. The Ramban says like this. Ramban says in Halachas, Perak Vav, Halacha Hey, says the Ramban, Hifsika Harbe, Kidei Gimel Oine Shal Veset, Veros Ashuv, a woman that goes more than 90 days, she doesn't have to be chayish for first veset. If she goes 90 days, she doesn't see, she doesn't have to be chayish for her vest kavua of 20. She sees another 20, she reverts back to her vest kavua. Afilu hivsika shana, even if she stopped for an entire year. Even if she stops for an entire year and then she sees something afterwards, she goes chazer vesam kaima. So it says Mefurish, that even if she stops for a year, she goes back, we have the Dina Chazav Eslam Kremit. But over here it's different. Here it's not talking about that she saw on different days. Here it's talking about she stopped seeing Bechlal, she didn't see for an entire year. So it doesn't make a difference if she didn't see for 90 days, she didn't see for a year, she hasn't really been Oiker anything, she hasn't seen on different days. But Mela, there the Ramban says, if she wants season 20, she Chazav Eslam Kremit. But in a case where a woman is seeing every month and she's clearly not seeing on that day, that's a much bigger chesed to say that she should retain her vest. And in that case, Ramesha says, "Enechanami only toich shanu." Lamaisa, there are many poiskim that do not go this way. They go kipshutai like the Chacham Sofer, the Balei Shulchan Aruch on kipshutai. I saw the Rav Berkowitz holds that even if a woman becomes a muberet, she doesn't lose it. Even after a long time, she doesn't lose it. Kimdumani, that the Menig Olam is not this way, to be machner. And that in a chanami, they're not choishish for such a long time. It could be that the reason is choishu yudiyah. And it could be is that they just nemon like Ramesha, because that's the firzach, that's how people are taught. Or, they're not choishish lechatchila, you're right. In a case where a woman has, you don't have to be choishish lechatchila that she's going to be choizeres. She's still tezvav. So at the end of the day, she gets her calendar once a year from the Taras HaMishpacha place. And at the end of the year, she throws it out. You want to know what happens if one year in Tavshin Samach Gimel, she got a Veskavua for Tezvav. And now she remembers in Tavshin Ayin Tes that she has a Tezvav. Will she be Chayzim Kaima? Yeah, Kenzan. But do I have to be Chayshish and keep it in mind that maybe that's going to happen? Maybe in Echanami, Lechatchila, I wouldn't have to be Chayshish. More than the end of the year, I wouldn't have to be Chayshish Lechatchila. Why not? Lamaisa, there is a Zinah Chayzeres Veskavua Kaima. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. Why it should be that way? Lamaisa, that should be, if there is such a din, so lechatchila should be choshish. Kinira, that it's a tzira for the things together. Maybe will be maisif also what we started out with, and that is that there's kama v'kama rishonim that are chelik in the entire din, and they don't hold that there's a din of chazeres veslam kaim v'chal. The Baal Amar says that there's no such girsa like the girsa that we have. I checked in many svarim, we don't have the girsa like we have. The Rajba goes not this way, the Rabban goes not this way, the Ran goes not this way. Lechmas in the Pasuk says, Allah l'maisa, that we don't say the din of Chazer Sassim Kremay. So even though the Maisa we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, however, when it gets to a point, maybe more than a year, it gets to such an amount that a person doesn't remember anymore, in a Chanami, it doesn't have to be Chushish, that maybe after 5 years, 10 years, that he's going to be Chazer Veslam Kremay. Now, what's considered in Akira, Klape, a woman has a Veskavua? Tezvav, tezvav, tezvav. How are you oiker the vest that she shouldn't have to be choishish for it? So we mentioned in the past, the Chavos Das says in Simen Kuf Peidal, the Pesach Shuvah brings it down, it's a Kot Yud Ches, that a vest kavua, the only way to be oiker a vest kavua is dafka in a case where she does a bedika and she doesn't see. By a vest she ain't a kavua, it's mavur in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ravid, that as long as you pass by the day, even if you didn't do bedika, then in a chanami, as long as she hasn't seen, she's oiker the vest she ain't a kavua. However, by a vest kavua, it's not that way. Ves kavua, it's only if you do bedika and you don't see. Now what happens if you didn't do a bedika, but you did a bedika afterwards? So the truth is, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it works, but only if you do bedika, toich shir veset. Mamash, immediately after the shir veset. But after that, it's already too late. However, kama v'kama poitki is manenu. They say, chodshani by the Shulchan, Berkowitz goes this way also, that Kol kama that chazam mesakan that you could do bedika afterwards, and the bedika helps you for the woman that has the vest kavua, that she wasn't braided on that day. She does the bedika afterwards. It also helps klapi the din akira that if she does the bedika and finds herself to be tahira, then we're machzik that from last bedika till this bedika until she's becheskes tahira, And in a chanami, ki'ilu, as if we know that she didn't see on that day, and she's tahira. If she finds them, that's a shayla. She does a big, and she finds them, so then what do we do? Do we reckon that it came then? It came later on? That's a big need in the Badei Shulchan Arichus and the Birum about that. But again, so a woman that does a bedika and she does not find them, we would say, even though the chatchila she's supposed to be boidik on the day of the vest, if she passed by the vest and she was boidik and she did not find them, that would be considered an akira. That's Sif Tezvav. Sif Tezayin. Kiyotze Boze. A similar halacha. Din akira's vest. Sorry. Tezvav. That was the dal. Tezvav. Shintur Yosef, Le Hishva Yisam, Goyin Shishinta Pamach Nim Lam, Vashim Lamed Beis, Gim Lamed Dalet, Neker Vesta Rishin, Vein La Vestet Klal. Also, if she was not going to be another vest, she didn't see on Lamed twice, she's Bechlal, so on different Riyas, Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet, then she does not have a Vestet, and she's not Choshish Bechlal for what she had before. And Vim Chazur Liris, Vim Vesta Rishin, Chazur Likiv Yusay, Vichoshesh Laitaman Achyakim Yemenish Leisha Pamim. The halacha is whether she sees on different days. She sees instead of seeing on Chav, she sees on Lamed Beis, Lamed Dal, Lamed Hay, or she bechlal doesn't see. Hefsika milirah shalish einis, and then she sees on the Yom Rishon. Then chayzeres veslam kaima. This is really the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah. It's a big shaila in the Achrenim, how to understand that which the Torah said that she was hefsika and she didn't see. What does that mean that she was hefsika? Lashon of the Torah is v'mifsika v'lairaso mishavar le'yoyim esher mubadka v'lairaso shuvin echashesh la'olam. Chozer liris chashesh le'yim chaf miri azu shadayin le'nekar vesta rishim u'kaymai beinim paskim miliris eshi shin tibiris she'in eshavis beinim paskim miliris. What does it mean paskim miliris? Paskim miliris one time, paskim miliris three times, paskim. What exactly does this mean, and the halachas that come out as a result? So just to be misakim what we saw, there's be'etzem four shitas over here. There's the Beis Yosef, the Marashal, the Taz, and the Shach. The Beis Yosef says that a woman that has a vest kavua for 20 days, and she does not see on day 20, she has to be chayshish for day 40. She doesn't see on day 40, she has to be chayshish for day 60. No different than a vest in Yimei HaChodesh. Just like a woman has a vest kavua for Tezvav, she doesn't see on Tezvav, she has to be chayshish the next Tezvav. She doesn't see the next Tezvav, she has to be the next Tezvav, even though she didn't see the past 2 months. So to buy vest of love is, if a woman doesn't see on vest of day 20, she has to be chayish for 40. She doesn't see on 40, she has to be chayish for 60. Now what happens if she sees after 60 days, day 67? She sees on day 67, then the shita of the Beis Yosef is that she's still not chayish for 20 until she sees a haflaga of 20. Until she sees another riyah 20 days later, then she's chayish for 20. But the fact that she saw, she passed by 67 days, and she saw one riyah, she doesn't automatically revert back that now she has to be chayshish for a 20. She's only chayshish for 20 if she sees another haflag of 20. The Marshal, he says, come on, exactly for carrots. He says that a woman that has a vesko for 20, and she doesn't see on day 20, does not have to be chayshish for day 40. That's 40, that's not 20. She has a vesko for 20. Mimela, once she passes by day 20, she's a free bird, she doesn't chayshish for anything. 20, 40, 60, she gets up to day 67 and she sees again. Says the Marshal, she has to be choishish. The Pasha the Marshal, I'm Sidra Tara, maybe learns differently. Says the Marshal, she has to be choishish right away. She has to be choishish from the first time that she saw. She has to be choishish for 20 days later. The Taz names on the chumras of both of them. The Taz says, if you didn't see on day 20, you have to be choishish for day 40. And you didn't see day 40, you have to be chayshish day 60. And after you see day 67, then you're chayshish right away. You don't have to wait until you see 20, you're chayshish right away. The Shach nims on the coolest of both of them. The Shach says, when you don't see on day 20, you don't have to be chayshish for day 40. And after you see, you pass by day 40, day 60, and you see on day 67, then you're not chayshish until you see a flag of 20. You're not chayshish b'chlal, kilo as if you're oiker, your vestment, you're not chayshish until you see 20. Now, L'chayra, Tzorach Mir K'tas in the Svaris. How do we understand the Taz? For the Taz and the Shach are very difficult to understand. The Taz says that a woman that doesn't see on day 20, she has to be chayish for day 40. That means that her vest is still going strong. She doesn't see on day 20, she has to be chayish for 40. She doesn't see on 40, she's chayish for 60. She doesn't see on 60, then next time that she sees, she's chayish right away for 20. I don't get it. When she didn't see on 20, she was Eiker 1 Akira. She doesn't see on day 40, she's Eiker 2 Akira. She doesn't see on day 60, she's Oker 3 Akiris. So how come when she sees on day 67, she has to be Cheshire for day 20, she was already Oker with 3 Akiris? Only if she would see after 20 days, then I understand Chazer is Vesam Kaimai. But until that happens, why should it have to be Choshesh? How do we understand that the Taz could take both of the Chumras? The Chumras are a series to each other. If you hold you have to be Choshesh for day 20, 40, and 60, it means that you hold that there's three Akiras going on. There's a Chashash Ves on day 20, Chashash on 40, Chashash on 60. She didn't see on 20, one Akira. Didn't see on 40, two Akiras. Didn't see on 60, three Akiras. But Mela, as soon as she sees on day 67, how come she has to be Choshesh for 20 days later? She was Akira Ves. The pshat is that which she has to be choshesh for day 40 when she doesn't see out 20 is because maybe she's just missed one and she's still going to see on day 40. It was a fluke. And she doesn't see at 40, maybe it's a different fluke and she's going to see on day 60. But post facto, now that she went 67 days, that we see that that's not what happened at all. She became a Mr. Lekes. So it's kilu as if she pressed the Mr. Lekes button. But it was not 3 Akiras anymore. Lechat chila, I had to be choshesh that this is a Yom HaVes. And therefore, each time that I didn't see it was an Akira. Well, now, looking back in hindsight, that I passed by all 3 days, and I realized that she had one huge haflava of 67 days, then that's not what happened at all. She became a Misulekes in the middle. The Mela, as soon as she becomes a Misulekes, that's it. We put everything that she had before and on pause. Once again, she sees on day 67, that's it. Pause is off, and she reverts back to how she was before, and she has to be Chesh for 20 days. That's Shamlataz. Now, we can ask the Fakir to Shail on the Shach. The Shach holds that once you pass by day 20, then you don't have to be choshesh for day 40. Why? Because haflaga day 40 is not a haflaga of 20. She only has to be choshesh for 20 days of haflagas, and 40 is not 20 and 20, it's 40. And she doesn't have to be choshesh for that. Maybe she doesn't have to be choshesh for 60. Come to us, when this lady saw a huge haflaga of 67 days, then what in effect happened was she was oker her vest one time. Right? Because she didn't have to be choshesh for 40. That means there's only once she had to be choshesh. She didn't see on day 20. And she passed by. What's the difference if she sees on day 27 or she sees on day 67? Either way, she was oker her vest one time. And Mela, as soon as she sees on day 67, l'chorish, she has to be choshesh for day 20, 20 days later. All she had is one akira. Why shouldn't she have to be choshesh on day 20? And the Shach says, no. You only have to be choshesh if you see another haflaga of 20 days. What's the pshat? So the Chavos Da says that this case is different. This is not just a regular Akira. This is not an Akira, this is not a pause. This is not like a woman is a Muberet or a Mineket that we put her on pause. This woman is not Muberet, and she's not Mineket. And even so, she became a Misulekes Dam in the middle. Vos Epis. Elamayin is Skalkala Vesto. Her vest began totally haywire, and she's off track. Mamela, since she went off track, she had such a huge aflog. It wasn't just one Akira. Had she seen on day 27, then it's not a Skalkala Vesto. She just passed by her vest one day. But now that she passed by 20, 40, 60, she went three Oynes that she should have seen. In other words, the span of time that she normally saw three times in that amount of time, she didn't see, then her whole vest was Niskalkala, says the Chavos Da. And Mamela, she does not have to be Choshesh unless she sees the Taflaga of 20 in between. How do you pass in Lechol Maisa? So the Sidre Torah, the Chavos Da, like the Marshal, it says the Sidre Torah that Dvar Hashem Ayol B'Piyah Marshal, that it says Lahedi that way if you see the halachas of the Ramban. We pass them like the Marshal and the Shach, and that is copy the first Nidoin, that if a woman does not see on day 20, she does not have to be Choshesh for day 40. Where does this come up? This comes up if a woman becomes Muberes. Usually women don't have haflagas of 20, they have haflagas of between 28 and 60. Between 28 and 32, generally. Now, when does a woman have to be choshesh if she doesn't see on day 29? That she has to be choshesh for day 58, be choshesh for day 87? When do they have to be choshesh for that? That would be when a woman becomes a muberes. That would be a possible time that a woman has to be choshesh for this. And the halacha is that she does not have to be choshesh because we pass them like the Marshal, then a woman passes by day 29, then she finished her vestish. She does not have to be choshesh any longer for the next time. It's only by a vest, l'yayim ha-chodesh, that if she doesn't see on Tezvav, she has to be choshesh the next Tezvav. But by aflogas, we do not paskin, not like pshitalei of the Taz, that if a woman doesn't see on 20, she has to be choshesh on 40. No, passing like the Shach, the Marshal, the Bach, she doesn't see on day 20, she does not have to be choshesh for day 40. Now, with regard to, and when she does see now, let's say she goes 90 days and she doesn't see, this is also very not common. that a woman should go that amount of time. Three, she's not a muberes and not a minekes. Sometimes a woman doesn't realize that she's a muberes. She'll have an early miscarriage or something, and she didn't realize that she went that far that she really was a muberes at that time. But be'etzem, it's not so common for a woman to go 90 days without seeing. But if she would go 90 days without seeing, and she would be, then she sees, if she had a ves kavua beforehand, both of these are very uncommon. She had to have a ves kavua, and she had to go 90 days without seeing, then in such a case, l'chura, it's not clear in the place, it seems that many people go like the shach, that only after, like, which is really the basis of in the Pashas of the Mechaber, that only after you see the afloga of 20, or you get back to that day, then you're choshish for that 20, but if not, not. Are we choshish for ayin abeinus? What happens when you get to ayin abeinus? That was mamish the next thing on the list. The Vita Baza. What happens with Ayin Abeinus? We said in Sif Aleph, we made a cheshbin. We didn't make the cheshbin. The Pridei made the cheshbin like this. It's Meduyik in the Taz, it's Mevor in the Taz, and Meduyik in the Beis Yosef. And that's the Pashas of Mechaber. That a woman who has a Ves Kavua for 28 days does not have to be choshish for Ayin Abeinus. Only a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua, whether it's 32, 28, she has to be choshish for, she doesn't have. Only a woman that doesn't have veskavua has to be choshish for ayin abeinus. A woman has a veskavua, doesn't make a difference if it's past 30, less than 30, she does not have to be choshish for ayin abeinus. And we asked, l'chur, it's mevor in the Rashba, another Rishonim. Not that way. A woman that has a veskavua for less than 30 days, then when you get up to day 30, there's a svara for v'chila ilam l'tirim. What's up, Shah? So we said, the Beis Yosef does a pridea, the Beis Yosef and the Taz, the Tamai Wazli. They hold an hour sif tezvav. We finally got here. They hold over here that a woman that doesn't see on day 20, she sees him, she has to be choshish day 40. So there's no question when a woman doesn't see on day 20 that she's holding by day 30. No. She's going to see on the day that she's expected to see, which is day 40. Such a woman has the best of all for 20, according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, they don't have to be choshish for 30 because they're going to see on day 40. So there's no question of Bechilayla Meitira. Question is, now that we're zeichet to see Sif Tezvav, this does not work out in Cheshbon. The Marshal holds that if you don't see on day 20, you don't have to be choshish for day 40. And nevertheless, the Marshal says clearly that if you don't see on day 20, you don't have to be choshish for ayin abeinus. L'chur, it's a stir minei obey. So the truth is that l'chur, the pashtus is that the halacha of the Mechaber, the Rashba, Sif Aleph is l'chur, l'shif is a Rashba, that you don't have to be choshish for ayin abeinus. The Rashban Chedushim, he holds this way. And it could very well be that it's totally in, you don't have to say the Cheshbon of the Pridea, that it's totally in our Sif. Rather, it's totally in what the Tam of Ayin Abeinus is. If the Tam of Ayin Abeinus is V'chila Ilam Le'Sira, then in a Hanami, a woman that has a Veskavua for 20 doesn't see on day 20, you have to be Cheshbon V'chila Ilam Le'Sira on day 30. However, if the Vard of Ayin Abeinus is that Stam Nashim see on day 30, then in a Hanami, in such a case, we know that the woman is not one of the Stam Nashim, because she has her own Ves Kavua, even though she didn't see it on this day, but we know she's not Stam Nashim. Meila, she would not have to be choshish for Ayin Abeinus. And yes, lemakilam ami lismich. Now, there's another aspect of Ayin Abeinus which comes up here, and that is the Sidri Taris Medaik, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that a woman sees on 30, 32, and 34. The Beis Yosef says that she has to be choshish for, even though she doesn't be, she was Eich original Ves, that she has to be choshish for Ayin Abeinus. Says the Sidri Taris, Dafka in such a case where she saw on Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet, then she has to be choshish for Ayin Abeinus. But if she would have switched the Riyas to Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, then in a Chanami she would not have to be choshish for Ayin Abeinus. Why not? It says, because that's the Vest Trumas Hadeshen. A woman that doesn't see before a certain amount of days, it's Kilo as if she has a Vest Kavua until that amount of days. I mean, if you don't see before day 31, then in a Chanami you're Kilo, Isha that has a Vest Kavua until day 31, you do not have to be choshish for Ayin Abeinus. At the end, the Ma'is of the Sidri Taris says, it could be that the Trumas Hadeshen only said this with regard to Bedikas Kedem Tashmish. A woman that doesn't see before a certain amount of days, it's Kilo as if she has a Vest Benegea too, she doesn't have to do Bedikas before she's Mishamish. Well, clapping this din, maybe not. It sounds like v'chein nira. It sounds like that's how he goes l'maisa. Ramosha does not nem on the Sidri Taris that way. And then Ramosha nems on the Sidri Taris as being mekel alach l'maisa, and that's how he's marach. There's a few tshuvas of Ramosha. One that he's very marach to be matmiya on the Chavetz Das. Chavetz Das says not this way. Chavos Zasa Simin Kuf Pei Vav Siv Gimel brings down the Ikar Din of the Trumas Hadesh. And the Trumas Hadesh says a woman doesn't see before a certain amount of days. His case is a woman that doesn't see within 14 days after Tvila. Till day 26 from her period, she never sees. Till day 26, she's like Yisha Sheish Leveset, and she doesn't have to be crazy, she doesn't have to do B'nikas. Says the Chavos Das, can it really be that there's such a Din of the Trumas Hadesh? If that's the case, what happens with a woman who never sees before day 30? You're going to tell me she doesn't have to be chesh for any maintenance? Can it sign? All the Paiskim say they have to be chesh. I'm not sure who all the Paiskim are, but he knows on Kipshuta that it's partial that you don't have to be, that a woman that has, that doesn't, if she doesn't have a Ves Kavua for after 30 days, she sees 32, 33, 39, 31, 36, but she doesn't have a Ves Kavua, she still has to be chesh for any maintenance. Lemaisa Ramayshe is Matmi on the Chavos Das from Kamu Kemis, and he names on Kapshuta Lig Sijutar. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, they came out in the Sefer now. From Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo, and Echaz Nido, they bring down from there also Rav Shlomo Zalman, this way also. To be makel, that a woman that doesn't see, how many times does it have to be that she doesn't see within 30? Sijutar says 3 times. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. That's already 3 times, and that's enough that she doesn't have to be Chayshish for any Beinanis. L'chura, the next time that she sees Yishlayim. How many times does she have to see less than 30 to revert back now to be chesed for any bininess? That's the shadow. She sees one time at 28. Or she has to go 3 times to be oiker, and then we'll say that she wasn't a fluke, and she has to be chesed for any bininess. There are paiskim that are makel. A lot of paiskim happen to be machmer in the shiloh, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, or machmer the shiloh. I know certainly some paiskim here are mekel, and I know it's negeah. This is something which is negeah for a number of people, and therefore they should ask the Rav, and depending on where, as we heard on the Wednesday night, certainly welcome to be there's definitely paiskim that are mekel with regard to this, as I know that somebody, Echam Ibn Echabura, asked his Rav, and he was talking mekel for him in such a case. There are those that are machmer. However, l'chur, there is, like we mentioned back then already, there is the whole din of Oina Beninus in the first place is a chumra l'maisa, because Rav Rishonim don't seem to hold that there's a chiv prisha b'negeah to Oina Beninus. The Ravid, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ram, they hold that there's no ra. The ra holds that there's no din of Oina Beninus b'chlal. The ra, the Ram, and the Ramban, they seem to say that there's a din of Oina Beninus only negeah to the dikum and not prisha. Rashba holds that there's a din negeah to prisha, and that's how we go. That so much though the Shulchan Aruch says ein lim chiz b'yana mekilim. So here that we have a machlekes achrayim b'chlal in such a case, we're zecher going to be machmor for the inabeyness. We're not going to go connected to Shulchan Aruch. We're going to machmor for the inabeyness. But in such a case where you have a machlekes in the achrayim, whether or not you have to be chayshish, and you have gedolei apoiskim that are mekel, certainly there is makom to be mekel. Even Reb Berkowitz, he was machmor. He says though you don't have to be chayshish for the placey, and you do not have to be chayshish for the Chavos Das. 31 and 24 hours.
She has already 31, so you don't have to go to Chavos Das? If you're not going to Chavos Das.
Let's say it includes day 31?
Yeah.
Can you knock out the Chavos Das? Of the Lachur, nah. You wouldn't have the whatchamacallit Chavos Das. Fakir, that's the independence of the Chavos Das. So to be a chushish for the Chavos Das. Granted, this case of this person was that he asked his Rav, and the Rav told him he doesn't have to be 31 was included. Happens to be. Kim Domani. But L'chur, if you're chayshi for the Chavos Das, and in the Hanami, that's the biggest raya that you're in a business, lady. You got day 31.
He didn't have to
be 31? His Rav told him to get to 30. I don't think his Rav was going to be chayshi for 31 in the first place. I'm not sure. Maybe you shouldn't be chayshi if you don't have to be chayshi. But if it's day 32, if you have 32s, then certainly you would have makom to be chayshish, to be makom. Over here, it's very, very common. 36, 36, 37, 36, right there. You already have. By the way, 36, 36. Anybody know what that is? 36, 36? Shavua. That's Kavua for Shavua. We'll get to that in a second. So now, this guy, in, I don't know, however many years ago, was Kaveh Vestibul Yimei Shua. So now he has to make a cheshbin every 4 weeks, 5 weeks, for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life, right? For the rest of his life, he has to make a cheshbin every 5 weeks. to see when is going to come out that Wednesday and make the cheshbon to make sure that it doesn't land up on that Wednesday. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Tif Tezayin, this is the last halacha. This is better than the same halacha. This is mamash, according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, this is mamash, the exact same halacha that we said before in Tezvav and Yudalit and Tezvav. Just as talking about Chadashim. The same that by Vest for Aflog is if you don't see on 20, after you Chayesh for 40 and 60, and if you don't see on 20, 40, 60, then you're Eikrit. Or if you're Shinsa, the other case, different days, you're Eikrit. So Chazar Veslam Kaimai. So it's over here, it's the same halacha. According to the Shach, the Mashal Lebach, this is not the exact same halacha. Over here, the halacha is, as opposed to Aflog, is that if you don't see on 20, you don't have to be Chayesh for 40 and 60. Over here, if you don't see on Tezvav, when you saw on Tezvav three times, if you don't see on Tezvav, you still have to be Chayesh the next Tezvav, the next Tezvav. However, if a woman, the halacha still applies though, that if a woman becomes a Misulekin Zaman, and she passes by three Einis that she should have seen, then it's not Chayesh Veslam Kaimai until she sees on that day, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the Machlekes, but the Chur, we go like the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch, and until she sees on that day, she would not be chayshish. Now the last halacha that we're going to end off with, and that is, do we say the din of chazar vesel mekaymai when it comes to vesta sirug, vesta dilug, vesta shavua, like we just mentioned beforehand? A woman that she sees one time, she sees 29, 30, 31. She's chayshish now according to Rav. So now for the rest of her life, she has to make a judgment to see whether or not she's going to see on this one day. And one time in 10 months from now, she sees on day 41. So now she has to be chayshish. Vesta Siruk, she was Kaveh for every other Rish Chedesh. And then that's it, she went off. She doesn't see in every other Rish Chedesh. But she still has the Cheshbon out for the rest of her life, every other Rish Chedesh, to see, maybe she's going to land on it. Probably sometime in the next 10 years, she's going to end up on that Rish Chedesh, right? And Vesta Miashvoa, in this case also, every 5 weeks, she's going to be Cheshish. So, there are, the Sidra Torah seems to say, one of the Chalukim between a Vesta of Haflogos and a Vesta Miashvoa is this. Nafkamino. Let's say a woman goes 90 days and she doesn't see, three earnings and she doesn't see, alta flabais, she's not going to be chayshish until she sees, she has no day to be chayshish for until she has a haflav. As opposed to, if it's vest for yom ha-shavua, then as long as she lands on that day once, without a haflav in between, then she's ready to chayshish on mekaymai. It's mashma that by vest for yom, you can be chayshish on mekaymai. Mashma says over there that's not that you saw on different days. If you saw on different days in between, maybe you wouldn't say that. But either way, I saw brought down, Pesach Megadim brings down from Reb Gedalia Nadal, Zatzal, that actually the article brings it down in the Vesta Sefer, Reb Force brings down in the Haggah, he brings down the Svara. He says that you do not have to be Choshish, and it seems that the Shevet HaLevi is also making with regard to this, but it says a different Svara. He says, Reb Gedalia says like this, he says you don't have to be Choshish, the vart of the reason why Chazar Vesel Mekaymai is because a Vest, we give the din of a Vest She'ena Kavua. Betum a vesh ani kavua. Why are you chayish for vesh ani kavua? Maybe you're going to be kaveh. So a woman that had a vesh kavua beforehand, and then she was ikri, and she wasn't kaveh anything, and then she was chayzer to see on that day, we pump up the vesh ani kavua to the din of a vesh kavua. We give it, we're chayzer that you're going to be kaveh. It's more than that. You have to be, generally, you have to be chayzer for this one time. If you already had a vesh in the past, then we consider this, you have to be chayzer for it three times, kilo, as if you're just chayzer to what you had beforehand. But any type of vesta that you don't have to be chayshish for after one time, vesta dilug, vesta siru, vesta shavua, all these, then there's nothing to pump up to be chayshish for a vesta kavua. And I think that certainly in this case, it can be mitzarf, the Badi Shulchan, that said that we started off with, that says that there are kama v'kama rishonim that don't hold the din of chaz vesta mekaymai. So over here, even if we do have machlekes, I would say that there are mekilim, and we should be making such a case, befrat, that the Messias bizmanenu is that most women do not see. First of all, Yishlan, this is not a normal vest also. Vesta Shavua and Vesta Dilug and Vesta Sig are also not normal vests. To say Chazar Vesel Mekaymai, that's her Teva, even though it's a vest, but Lechera, it's not a normal Teva. And Mechlal, Yishlahisif, that Bizmanenu, it's very hard to believe that she really has a Vesta Kavua. And therefore, though we're not going to take that copy of the Ikridin, certainly where there is Makam to Mitzadid, some women don't have regular vestas. Certainly to say that they have vestas to the Dilug is a big chiddush, which is ready to start out as the Einar Ogel. And there are those that are Mekel, and there are those that and they don't say by Vesta Dilug, and there's a Mekel to Ikridin. Certainly in such a case, they're not Bechreshish, Bechain, Amadabar.